The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, but we have a full house. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's back.
I am back.
Yay, Liam.
Yeah.
The people in LA couldn't hold you there.
They couldn't.
They couldn't hold you there. Okay, what's it look like for weather?
Alrighty, well, it looks like I missed the last of the heat. Today we have a high of 73, tonight a low of 45. Wednesday and Thursday, well, Wednesday's going to be 68, Thursday's going to be 73. High 60s, low 70s, and then we're going to be in the mid to high 40s every night of this week. So
okay, it looks like we might actually get showers this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't believe them anymore.
I don't
either.
They
said that last time, last week, and I was all prepared and nothing. Hey, weather reports, though, are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a local business out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts as senior to seniors and veterans. They've got a lot of special plans down there for people. The cost of heating oil is going to be, or propane is going to be going, phew, this year, just like he warned last year. So you need somebody that's going to help take care of you. Give him a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, I am here with Ty Johnson, head of the EDC, and whose name was mentioned more than anyone's at the supervisors forum for the things that you've got going on down there. Except we just had a sad announcement.
We did have a sad announcement.
We did.
I was honored to be mentioned by the candidates. We have a great council right now. There's a great group of people running for council, so I'm excited about what the future is going to be, and it's going to be.
Yeah, that's right. That was the
council.
Oh, yes, council. The council.
Okay.
All ten of them
were there.
And all ten of them mentioned your name, I think.
And two weeks from today.
Why aren't you running? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I really enjoy where I'm at right now. Yeah, I really feel like I get to make an impact and work every day to make things better in our community. That's what I do.
Yeah, you mean you don't want to take a job that pays you $500 a month and then half the people hate you immediately?
Yeah. It's a thankless job a lot of times, but I'm grateful for those that are in office right now and those future two or three that are going to be joining them pretty soon.
Okay. So introduce your guest.
Yes, so I also have with me my new director of startups. Did I actually get your title right there? Katie Janiszewski. Katie Janiszewski, and she is here specifically. You can talk to me about all the other stuff as well, or I can come back soon. But Katie is here to talk about Startup Games, which is an event we've been doing for, this will be our seventh year. We used to call it Startup Weekend, and now it is called Startup Games, and it's going to be.
When's that going to be?
November 4th through the 6th.
Well, good. You know
right
what that means.
Right before the Marine Corps Ball.
Right
because
before
the Marine Corps
you
Ball
can finally
is
come.
Actually,
right.
And it's actually on November 10th this year.
Yeah, yeah. So. Here's your chance.
Wind River. How do I even get it in?
Eventbrite, Reading, Marine Corps Ball.
I don't fit into my blues anymore. Is that going to be okay?
As long as you can fit into something with the tie.
Okay.
I've seen you dressed. You know, you look. Yeah, well, most people can't. I mean, I can't.
I've seen you in your blues. Yeah, you wore your blues last year. Yeah, it was very impressive.
I can still get in mine. Okay. That's a separate topic. So let's talk startup, Emma.
Yeah. Startup games are super fun. I've been talking about them a lot. So.
Talking to that. Don't talk to me.
So
talk to Todd.
So
we're
anyway,
talking about the microphones right here.
Yeah. Okay. I say it is a beautiful setup you guys have in here. So it's very nice.
Isn't it nice?
It is. So anyway, the Startup Games is coming up November 4, 5, and 6. And basically what this time is it's a 54-hour wild business competition where you're going to learn what it takes to make a business idea into an actual reality. So with that, this is particularly to help hone your entrepreneurial skills and your business skills. So the point isn't to necessarily make businesses out of this. If that happens, phenomenal, that's great. But really it's to hone your skills as an entrepreneur. So what happens is on Friday night, November 4th, people will come and they'll pitch any type of business idea that they have. So with that, there is maybe 30 to 35 pitches that happen out of all of the participants. And then from there, the top pitches are selected. And then those are the businesses that get worked on all throughout the weekend. And then it all culminates together on Sunday, November 6th. For the grand finale and the final pitches, which is when all of the businesses will end up pitching their business or their idea Shark Tank style. So it's a really fun time. It is open to the public two different times. So, and that would be for free. So that would be on November the 4th. So Friday at 6 p.m. Doors open an hour beforehand. But anyway, that would be for the initial pitches. And then also again on Sunday, November 6th for the actual, final pitches. And that would be at 4:30. So, and again, doors open an hour beforehand.
And it's upstairs, upstairs at the Oddfellows Hall. So just down the street, the all-seeing eye is still there watching over us for this event at the Oddfellows Hall, which has not changed, I don't believe, upstairs since 1858 or 1898, whenever that building was built. So it's a really cool venue, tall ceilings. It's a lot of fun.
Now, can you give us some examples of some of the startups that we went through before?
That
may be Utah.
I'll take mine. So Startup Games, it's not necessarily about starting a real business, although that has happened before. So my idea that I won with 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, which never went anywhere, is called The Minimalist, and it's the Airbnb of stuff. So wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to buy that KitchenAid mixer that you need just once a year to make cookies for the holidays? What if you could go down to your neighbor's house and rent that from them for whatever price they set, whatever the market can bear? So let's say it's $5. You rent it from them. They know I have it because it's in the app, so you don't lose your stuff. You lend out to your friends. You make a little bit of money from your underutilized goods, and then you return it to them in a couple days. So that was my idea. And we have a great saying in the startup community that ideas are inherently worthless. And I didn't do anything with it, so the idea is worth nothing. If I would have done something, I could have been the next billionaire in Shasta County, but here I am.
You mean if I can't find a juicer, so I look on an app, and it says, juicer, one block over, then I go rent that from them?
That was the idea. We have a transaction fee and a percentage of revenue, lawnmowers, hedgers, things that you might not always need, but you just need every once
blowers.
In a while. Blowers, yeah, all that kind of stuff. And I think, let's see, last year...
We borrowed a blower this weekend. Yeah, see, right. We borrow them from each other because we're neighbors.
But then you forget. Where did I lend my blower out to? I can't remember. And that was kind of part of the value proposition I had. So actually, Katie, if we have time, maybe Katie really quick can tell all of us about their idea last year, because theirs was a lot more fun than mine.
Well, the idea, from what I understand, is you've got this idea, and it's kind of like, maybe it's a basic idea, or maybe you've thought it out a lot. And you go in front of everybody and say, this is my idea, and everybody goes, whoa.
Yeah, you have 1 minute to pitch, and it cannot be something you've worked on, because we want everyone to start at the same
field. An idea.
Just an idea. If you have a website or social media, you've already gone too far.
Okay.
If you have a name, that's okay.
Having a name's okay. So then you come up and you pitch it in 1 minute. And you're going to decide on four of them.
Well, we'll decide really however many the audience wants. So the most popular, and it typically is between 10 and 12 ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got a lot of options. And even if, say, you pitch an idea, or even if you don't have an idea, that's totally fine, because these different things that are pitched, we have to have teams built behind them. So it's just one of those things. It's like, if you don't have an idea, hey, no big deal. Come on out, join a team, and learn what it takes to really do a startup.
Okay, and then everybody turns to and helps them do all the other stuff.
It just works basically for the next 48 hours. And, it's about things like customer validation. Let's say you have this idea, but, no one's going to pay for it. No one's going to use this thing. So you kind of pivot which is a popular word in the startup community. You're pivoting really throughout the weekend to figure out what that best idea is and what's going to work.
We pivot here a lot.
Yeah, you understand.
Just during the show.
Yeah, but let's, what is it, 14 years, 12 years?
Starting our 14th.
14 years later.
Yeah, I guess we should get the that beautiful sign we have down that says 10. But or maybe just put a, you know, put a line through it.
It's just like the one at Jack's.
No,
just change the number every year.
Yeah, just put a, I'll just put a yellow sheet of paper on it, you know, see 14. You know what? I've been associated with this in the sense we've been talking about it for 7 years. You know, I think it's a great, we have static electricity in Eversoft, and he passes his hand over. Either that or he's from one of the mugwarts from Harry Potter. And I want to talk about some of the ones that have gone forward when we come back here. And I'm with Emily.
Katie.
Eric. Katie.
Januszewski.
Januszewski. And, of course, Todd Jones from the EDC, who is world famous at this point.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, we bank there. It is a community bank. They've been open 15 years, and they've been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened. They've got one branch down in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one on California Street, right down the street from us, one over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch, and just opened up the newest one down in Anderson on Ventura Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress. Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:21 in the morning here, and the 25th of October. And we're here with the Economic Development Corporation, and they're getting ready to launch their seventh annual startup games. And that's where they get a number of people in there that pitch their ideas, and then they get a lot of help in starting. Is there any money go to this?
No money. No money. Okay. But if you do have an idea that you want to pitch for money, reach out to Katie. Katie at ShastaEDC.org, because very soon, right after the startup games, we're going to be starting to work on the Redding Venture Conference next spring, which will be our third annual. And that is for real money.
That is for real money. Todd Jones and Katie Januszewski.
Yeah, Januszewski. It's okay, Januszewski.
Everybody. Januszewski.
Yeah.
Katie. How do you sign up for this, or is it too late? Is everybody already signed up?
Oh, no. We still got tickets left. So it is a limited amount of tickets, so when they're gone, they're gone. But to sign up, what you would do is go to startupreading.com.
And we're talking about the ones that are going to pitch the startups?
Either pitch or join a team. If you want to attend this event at all, this is where you'd go to sign up.
Okay.
So it's through Eventbrite, so you can either find us on the Eventbrite platform, or if you just go to startupreading.com and then go to our events and hit games, that'll get you where you need to go. So, and specifically for your listeners here, we actually have three free tickets that we're giving away to this. So normally these tickets are $100. This does include everything for the weekend. The connections that you're going to make are tremendous here. We have a lot of community business leaders and influential people that are at this event. This also covers all of your food, all of your Theory coffee, all your Fall River beer. Like, we got you set.
It's worth it really just for that. Alone. Oh. Odell Barbecue on Saturday night, your neighbor down the street here.
Mm-hmm. Right next door.
World class.
Truly.
Not right next door, but yeah.
Skip and jump away.
He has got some great barbecue. Okay, yeah. So it's $100 a ticket to go to this.
Yep.
If you're interested in something like this, you can give us a call at 605-4567. What it does is you get in there with a bunch of, is it people of all ages?
Absolutely.
We've had people win that are as young as 11, and we've had people win that are, I don't know exactly how old they are, but certainly over 40. So it's all ages. I know that's not that old, but we've had people at 10 that are in their 60s. It's all ages.
Okay, so it's all ages to see some of the ideas that are going out there, and these are $100 tickets. So if you want to get, if you're thinking about, gosh, that might be fun the weekend and to see what's going on.
So. Yeah.
And this is, again, for people who are just tuning in, starts Friday, November 4th at 6 p.m. and then goes until approximately 7 p.m. on Sunday.
So it's a week from this Friday.
A week from this right. Friday. And so to get those tickets, we have three tickets to give away. They can just go to startupreading.com. /games.
Don't come to us.
They can go to the Eventbrite page where you can buy tickets, and the promo code is KCNR. So
first
three people to get a ticket, it's basically first come, first serve. So they don't have to call. It's all digital tickets.
That's right.
Go to online, startupreading.com/KCNR.
And KCNR is going to be in all caps. That does matter, or else you won't get it. So make sure it's in all caps.
Just making it harder and harder. Now, what startup groups have you had that's gone on?
From Startup Games specifically?
Yeah, Startup Games. Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I think that really early on we had one that is still kind of kicking around, and it was a company called AdJoy, and they've changed their name. I think right now they're probably called Joy Monster is their latest name, but basically it was an in-game advertising platform. So if you're playing something like Angry Birds, the little pig that you're trying to kill with the bird, that could be like a Dutch Bros logo. And so if you hit that bird, you're automatically going to get a Dutch Bros like $5 coupon or some percentage off. And so they actually went on to
that bird is trying to kill that little piggy,
exactly.
That little piggy Dutch Bro. Huh?
Exactly. So Angry
Anything
Birds
for the coffee.
So and then they created a couple of their own games. I haven't followed them very closely recently. The founders moved out of town, but they did raise several $100,000 and. They had several employees in town at one point, and now they've kind of pivoted like all of us do, and they went on to raise more money, and they're part of a different company
so
now.
Is it all electronic stuff?
Not electronics. So why don't Katie tell them about your idea last year, which came in second. They did very, very good, but they came in second.
Yeah, we did. So with that, what we had pitched was an event, actually, and it was called the Honey Run. And so what that was a 5K obstacle course specifically for couples. So as you're doing this run, you're actually like tethered to your significant other at the hip. So it was super fun. You would go and you would do different like couple related obstacles. So say you would run up to this large area that has clothes everywhere, and you know, to progress past that obstacle, you have to go find the set of like dummy keys. So as you're running up there's signs, it's like, hey honey, are you looking for, or like, are we looking for our love as hard as we're looking for our keys? And so what that was supposed to kind of spur on was just, you know, a point of connection for couples and a conversation starter for them, things of that nature. So it was super fun.
So I feel like pushing somebody over the top of a wall. And
no live fire, barbed wire, all that stuff. I feel like you and Linda would.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there's all sort, literally, like, just your imagination is your limit type of thing for this. It can be an event. It can be a product. It can be a service. It can be an app. It can be a website. It can be an educational platform.
It could be a country western bar.
Totally.
We had a company pitch several years ago that wanted to do, it was young guys, something basically like a coffee shop, but they're also selling, like, reclaimed wood furniture. So it can really be anything you want. It doesn't have to be some scalable, fundable. That's kind of what we often are trying to go for. But really, is it something that – are you solving a problem? Is there a solution? Can you make money? Can't be nonprofits. Every year we end up with a couple people that have some great idea to solve world hunger, but it's a nonprofit. That's not what we want to see. You have to make money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be next weekend.
Correct.
And anybody, you know, if you've had this idea percolating in your head, because everybody gets these ideas, you know, and how to, you know, how, gosh, you know what? I just like, you know, I want to pitch this to people. Here's my minute. And then you find out that a number of other people really, really like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
It's
a free labor force for 48 hours where you build your business, you know, how it would work, the appeal it would have to people, and then you pitch that along with the other finalist, and then the winner gets the accolades.
The accolades, exactly. Yeah, and we want people to get outside of the building, too. So, I mean, you know, a goal for people to do customer validation is to have, like, 300-plus survey responses, so that's obviously going to be a lot of digital, Facebook, Instagram, social media, but we also want people to you know, get around. We're downtown Reading. Most of the activity happens on the first floor of the Oddfellows Hall down here with the event part taking place upstairs. But we want people to walk around downtown. I mean, I can't wait for, you know, a year or two from now when all the storefronts downstairs are full and there's just thousands of people downtown every weekend, which I know is coming in the very short future. And there's going to be a lot of activity. And so our participants can get around and talk to people and really find out, here's this idea, you know, what do you think? And get feedback right on the spot.
Cool.
And I would say for the people who don't know what the Oddfellows Hall is, this is also, it's the Viva Downtown building. So.
It's 1504 Market Street is the address I've been saying. There's a couple addresses, but it's the one.
Yeah, it's just.
It's the big, beautiful blues
and creams.
Come
to our, if you're coming by our station, just keep going straight on Market Street. Park down there, and there you are, right there.
Right across from Market Center.
And otherwise, park in the brand new parking structure and go there.
We'll be there. And the entrance for the upstairs is actually in the alley.
Yeah.
So that's how you get upstairs in the Oddfellows Hall for those. And there's many people who have never been up there. So it's a really cool, cool venue.
It is.
Okay.
And we're going to make it look real fancy with all of our stuff, too. So
let's take a quick break here. And when I come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that are going on. We'll get you out of here. And
deal.
Okay.
I'm here.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, my favorite place to get my truck. It gets washed, it gets waxed, a little massage when it's finished with the guys with the towels. Very friendly, great, great service, and your car or truck comes out looking wonderful. And where is it located? On the corner of Market and Eureka. And it's next to Dutch Bros right there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. These are really nice people down there. And they've owned that property and business down there for like 100 years.
Wow.
I don't know what they – maybe they washed cars 100 years ago.
Maybe they washed horses.
Horses. They, you know, cleaned up buggies.
Yeah, on your way up the wagon train.
The wagon train, too. Well, you know what? 1922. Come on.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I guess it was.
You know, the last century. It was only 22 years ago. Come on. All right. Quick and Clean Car Wash. They really are cool people. We'll be right back.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track, and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is, "Policy, not politics." I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject, and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Butt. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 7:36 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two separate divisions. Junior Maxwell started back in 1993. And, you know, with all the financial questions going on right now and the craziness out there, maybe you need a second opinion on your retirement plan, or you have questions about your retirement plan or your 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's right, free review and evaluation. Judy Maxwell is truly a fine person. She's been, like I said, helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy. I'm here with Todd Jones, of course, who heads up the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation here in town. And Katie Januszewski, give me a chance here. I mean, you know, it takes me three or four. Who is running the? She's the startup director over there at the EDC. And on November 4th, 5th, and 6th, they're going to have their big their seventh annual startup games where people will pitch ideas, and the top ones will then have the whole crew work on it for 48 hours and then pitch it at the end. And it's, you know what? It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of, some great ideas flying around that even if you didn't get chosen and you're there working with it, you're going to learn a whole lot.
Yeah. It's a ton of fun. It's a ton of fun. So before we get off on any other topics, I just want to make sure we thank our sponsors. So, Shasta Cascade SBDC, which is a small business development center, which often gets confused with the EDC, but that's okay because we work very closely together. SBDC has been great. David Walker and Joe Rodola and that whole crew, they're one of our main sponsors. Cornerstone Community Bank, who is a sponsor of yours as well, or a supporter of KCNR. They're a great bank, and we're super grateful to be working with Matt Mosley, the new president of Cornerstone Community Bank.
Soon to have chips in their cards, by the way.
Chips in their cards.
Yeah, you know, now they're just striped, but they're getting ready to launch chips.
Chips from Cornerstone?
Yeah.
Community Bank?
Yeah. What? Why are you looking at
me? Oh, yeah,
like
okay.
That?
I was like,
in your card.
I was
in your card.
Chips. I was thinking of tortilla chips. Yeah, chips. Got it. I was like, chips. Yes.
Of course you
yes.
would.
Hey, that'd be a good relief.
You know what? You can take the boy out of the Marines.
Yeah.
But you can't take the Marines out of the boy.
Chips in their cards.
No, no. It's
thank
just
you.
No, that's a big thing.
It is
and
a big thing.
They would
it
have
is.
Had them by now, except, you know, international chip shortage.
Right. Yeah.
Damn
chips
Russians.
In their cards.
Damn
chips
Russians.
In their cards. They're
country. Chinese.
So our other sponsors are, oh my gosh.
We have Chico Start.
Chico Start. Yes, down in Chico. So we work with.
That blank look on your face, like it's yeah, chips in the cards. They're going to be putting chips in there, and you're just like.
I was thinking poker, tortilla chips. I got it. Wow. I haven't had enough of my theory coffee this morning, so.
That's true.
You guys are really pushing theory coffee, aren't you?
Well,
we love Sam.
You know, he's not really technically a startup, but he is a startup. He's a small business, started
that's
at
right.
the farmer's market,
he's,
and now
he's, going
he's got three locations. I think the Reading Airport yeah. location should be opening. Any day.
Yeah.
Any day.
Yeah.
And then we also have Jim's House, Strength yep. and Conditioning. So those are our sponsors. It's a great event.
Great.
The other people, just looking at your mug here, that are interesting to talk about, NFI, is we have coaches. So you have coaches throughout the entire weekend. So your team is going to be assigned two coaches. And the reason I looked at your cup is we have Brian Rehm. He's going to be one of our coaches this year.
Let me tell you, Brian Rehm
is a great, great guy.
I met Brian through, of course, our shooting. And he has just he is just a little force onto himself. And, I mean, as far as writing and ideas and follow-through. And Brian Rehm is a good guy to listen to. And I'm not even sure what Brian does.
He does a lot of things.
Yeah.
He does a lot. He's a serial entrepreneur and consultant and works for different companies consulting. And
yeah.
He does a lot of
He's a real bright guy, and he's got a lot of good ideas. Yeah, I could see what Brian would be one. That would be there would be a big help.
Yeah, Brian. Let's see, Sam, of course, from Theory. He's a great guy to have around. I can't
mention
him enough.
Another Marine. Yep.
He was a generator mechanic, I believe. Generator mechanic. Isn't that wild? Or service? I don't know what the heck.
You know what?
That MOS
a Marine's a Marine. You know, I mean, we're all riflemen.
That's right.
Everybody, even the aviators are taught infantry tactics.
I mean, I sat behind a computer all day.
Yeah, and
making maps.
You did, but somebody gave you a rifle.
I did.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, we had those people, they were machine gunners on convoys going through. You know, they loved it.
Yeah.
It was hard getting them back. Okay, come here and do your regular job. You know, sir, I'd like to go back here. And take the 60 caliber rounds that are draped around your shoulders off. No, get back in here.
Yeah, you feel like a real...
Yeah.
No. Marine in those moments.
I didn't know he was a generator mechanic.
I believe I'm pretty sure that was it. Because he had a generator on his trailer for a while and it kept breaking down on him. I'm like, isn't this supposed to be your job? Like, can't you just fix this? And, which he did. He fixed regularly. So
he could.
He still has.
He says,
he did it. He still did it.
I'm making coffee.
Yeah, no, he still did it.
I'm making coffee in my.
Yeah. We have a bunch of other coaches. Crook Wayman is kind of our coach of coaches. He's a great, smart guy in town. And there's about 10 or 12 different coaches.
Yeah, I say Hope Seth, Jason O'Dell.
Hope Seth,
Aaron
Jason,
Patterson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
O'Dell?
Jason O'Dell.
I tell you what, the people that you're talking about right now, I know personally. Hope Seth is such a fine person. And she was one of the original.
She started it.
She started
back in the
UBC back in the day. Jason O'Dell, which is one door down from us, as O'Dell's Craft Barbecue, which, by the way, is just outstanding, is just a good guy.
And a really savvy business
very,
person.
Very, very, very bright.
He can make the world's greatest brisket, but he can also understand P&Ls and
there,
financials.
There
and
are young people around here like Maxwell's, the guys from Maxwell's and the post office and all that, young entrepreneurs that have made a success in this. But you've got it also. I'm sure you have some older guys that have been in the business.
Dan Morrow.
Okay.
Dan Morrow from SoftTech also happens to be my father-in-law, but he's the Reading's original startup, I think is what he likes to call himself. He's the oldest startup in Reading with SoftTech, which is actually downtown Reading now on Walden Street, and they have probably 50 or 55 employees now making parts and PCBs and all kinds of really cool stuff.
And I say Dan will be one of the coaches as well.
That's right.
So he'll be there. It's going to be a party.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. And just, you know, if you're downtown and you want to come check it out, I mean, people are going to be heads down working.
Can we just kind of walk in and watch it for a while?
Yeah.
Is it going to cost me any money?
Nope. Walk in downtown, the first floor of the Oddfellows building. That's kind of where all the activity happens
now,
on Saturday and Sunday morning.
When does it kick off?
So that would be on
Friday.
November 4th, Friday.
But is that when
at
the first ideas are pitched?
Yep.
At 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. is when everything's getting rolling and started.
And I would say that's the most kind of fun, vibrant part of the entire weekend.
Yeah, because the rest of it, I mean, you're grinding,
working hard. You're Sunday night is a lot of fun as well to see where everyone's come all throughout the last, 54 hours. But there's free pizza, free beer from Fall River.
Wasn't there a little girl that was making out of jerseys or something? I mean, from the basketball, or she was making...
There was a... So Garrett Viggers, who's one of our...
Right.
Like original startup guys, founded Limelight Health, which sold for $75 million.
So where's Garrett now?
He's still in town. He works for the company he got acquired for, Phineas, which is based out of Dublin. And he's their chief... He's their chief Baird, which is some an Irish term for...
Baird?
Yeah, Baird, like a musician type guy. But he's also like the chief evangelist, so he's still doing a lot of sales and... He's a really amazing guy. He'll be around. I don't think he's going to be a coach this year, but he's going to be around. But anyway, his son, I believe it was Judah. I could be wrong. Or he made Justice Bowtie. So he was
Justice Bowtie.
So he was taking old. I can't remember the whole premise.
I thought it was jerseys or something.
He was taking jerseys and other things and making bow ties, and he had a costume. But he actually did start that company and sold. I'm not exactly sure how much, but I'm sure hundreds of bow ties. So a great company. Joshua Johnson, who started the startup weekend years ago, all four of his daughters, and one of his daughters just a few years ago, I believe it was Shiloh or Kira, did a hot and cold lunchbox, which they actually made over the course of the weekend. So one side had a cold soda. The other side had like a hot lasagna or something kind of funny. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it actually worked. Cold on one side, hot on the other side. It was a really cool idea. And she went on. I think she got second place. So
whatever happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was about, it was like,
you know what?
It was like 25
you
pounds.
Go with
it was a cool lunchbox.
Worth his weight then,
it
too.
Was great. It
double
was,
purpose.
It was super cool.
It might be worth it for some of you people with money out there to listen to these things. And if you go, that could be a good idea.
Yeah.
And then steal it. Okay, no, you get the people
you
that have
work
the
with
idea.
Them. Yeah,
and work with
them.
Some
other ideas that have come from that. But
anyway, we
got to
take a break
fun.
While you're thinking here. This portion of the show, and just talking about Ted Lighty is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted's taken over all the instruction for all the Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouses, Bass Pro Shops, and plus just regular instruction in California, and which makes him the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California by far. Not only that, he's got a team of professionals that literally reached the length of the state here. We all get together every so often and on a regular basis, I should say, every so often for training, for new classes and all this. And that Brian Ream is involved in that. But it's the most complete CCW training you're going to get. Plus, we reach out, and if you want to get trained in carbine, rifle training, shotgun, self-defense, any of these, comes under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Three city council candidates who all received financial contributions and endorsements from Councilmember Julie Winter, Bethel Church Elder, have publicly supported sale of the Convention Center and Rodeo Grounds. Under state law, it is illegal to sell or lease this public riverfront property without including a deed restriction requiring low-income housing. I do not support any type of housing at this location. If you want to keep these public lands for public use, then I encourage you to re-elect me as your council member.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily.
Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:52 in the morning. I'm here with Todd Jones from, he's the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. They've got a big startup, big startup weekend going here on November 4th. But let's talk about some other things going on. I mean, your little thumb and fingers are into everything around here.
Not quite everything. Can't tell you who all the new retail folks are going to be quite yet. So,
It looks like Costco is going to turn into five different stores.
Yeah, it should be great. It should be great to see. Yeah. It got repurposed very quickly.
Okay, Chili's is coming and all this, right?
I like Chili's. When I was in Okinawa, they had one at Camp Godina, the Air Force Base.
It's like an Applebee's, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I mean,
kind of.
I'm not denigrating it.
I think chains, you know, good or bad or whatever, indifferent, they do really well in our town.
Yeah. Well, what about bigger things? You've been involved in all these things. Now, is Stillwater sold out?
So, so Stillwater is there's a lot going on there still. So we still have several properties in escrow. We've had a few close recently. So I think the one that closed the most recently It's been a few months now. It was beneficial insectary. So
right.
I think I've talked about them on the show before. Right. They breed insects for the agriculture right. industry. So they closed escrow. They're working on plans.
Of course, that's what they say.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Right. Of course. And I think they'll probably start construction next year. Electric Innovations and Moss Energy Works, they're going to be out there hopefully breaking ground next year as well.
I know somebody whose husband works at Moss.
There's a lot of, they have over 100 employees now. We're talking about
what to do with all the manure. Well, manure, it's methane.
Yeah.
And so they can save it and use it to power things.
It's an amazing company.
And just think if you could put a dome over Washington, D.C. My gosh.
All that hot air. You could power the world.
All the BS.
Yeah.
And you could power the East Coast.
One of the other ones that I don't know if I've mentioned since I've been on it is USWTE. So it's U.S. Waste Energy. They should be closing escrow here within the next couple of months.
What did they do?
By the end of the year, we're hopeful. So they actually are going to take recycled plastic.
Okay.
And they turn that into crude oil.
Now.
With no emissions.
Okay, yeah. So people were like squealing at first until they found out that everything's within a dome, you could say.
It's electromagnetic heat induction. Yeah. And it's kind of gasifying.
Well, how much oil can they produce?
It's a demo. So I think they're going to do about 15,000 barrels a year. So it's relatively small here.
Is that good oil? Is it light oil, or is it
equivalent to a Brent crude.
Oh, okay.
Which they're going to take it to a refinery. They already have an offtake agreement with Monroe, which is a refinery in Pennsylvania, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines. And so the big push right now is sustainable aviation fuel, making it from sustainable modes. And so right now they're blending it. So they're going to blend this Brent crude feedstock into traditional oil. And so you'll have a percentage of renewable oil for your sustainable aviation fuel. But I've also been talking to a lot of companies recently, and this is kind of where I think we're going specifically for Shasta County, to make sustainable aviation fuel out of wood chips, biomass, woody biomass.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really the.
Can you do that?
It's possible. And people have done it on a small scale.
Because it's carbon based.
It's carbon based. And so you basically, there's a couple ways to do it. It's like a Thermo Fisher reaction, and I can't really get into the specifics because I don't know them. I'm not a chemist or physicist, whatever it is.
Thermo Fisher.
Okay, so basically you reduce it down to ethanol, and then you can refine that ethanol and turn it into sustainable aviation fuel. And some of these companies, I've been talking to, probably a dozen this year. We've had site visits with four of them now. And, you know, these facilities are, you know, $500 million if we get one. So, you know, I feel like that's a really good opportunity for us.
Not only that, but
forest management, jobs.
There you go.
Really, forest management.
And now you got a place where they can go into the wheeler braders or whatever, you know, the biomass that provides it. But now they can go into this. And it must take tons.
And, yeah, the goal is, you know, if you can find a high enough value for woody biomass, you can sustainably manage our forest. Because if you look at a place like Whiskeytown or, you know, even any place like Hayfork, anywhere that's had a major wildfire,
just take them down.
Forest Service cannot afford to thin the forest. But if you have a fuel,
if they could have thinned the forest, you wouldn't be having these fires.
And I'm very passionate about forest management. Growing up in Weaverville, being in around fires forever, working for the congressman, forest management's a big deal, and it should be sustainable. And having something like SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, is one way. I think it's going to encourage that market. And both sides of the aisle support it, which is really
it just makes sense. You know, they finally, you know, they all agree on it. Now, the unfortunately, it's putting it into production.
Right.
Oh, everybody agrees that we got to thin out these forests, take out all the dead trees, because they don't have to be wood quality trees.
Exactly.
They can just
burn trees, stuff that's been sitting there.
Yeah.
And getting it off the federal land, I think, is really the biggest challenge. We have NEPA, which was put into place, I believe, by Nixon. And that's really what's challenging, that you cannot get all the fuels out of the federal land because of all the environmental litigation.
Okay. Now, Jim Wadley, who is the airport manager, another former Marine, by the way, we need to have him and you back. And we're going to set up a time after November 8th to get you all in here. to talk about the airport, because huge changes going there.
Yeah. And right now, just in the couple seconds we have left, yeah. I mean, sure. You know, we just lost the Velo service to Vegas, which while we're sad to lose a destination, you know, it was kind of a test case. I believe Velo is a startup airline. They've only been around for just over a year. They have canceled a lot of routes, but we are a strong market. Burbank with Velo is still a very strong market. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing, and we're even talking to Velo, and really we talk to everybody about new destinations, and we feel like we know that the Redding Airport is going to be getting
What's
new destinations.
Alaska going to be flying someplace? Or?
So Alaska Airlines flies to Seattle daily right now, but yeah. we are talking with all the airlines. So we have meetings this fall between now and the end of the year with Alaska, Velo, SkyWest, everybody.
We got to run, but what about Denver?
So Denver's the big one. So I'm hoping to get that meeting with United very soon. But Denver is our number one target, followed by a one that we're optimistic about is San Diego service, because we have a lot of folks from Shasta County flying to San Diego daily, and sure. We think that's going to be a strong market for us in the future.
I like the Denver one.
Denver's a big one.
Because when you travel, it's a big hub.
You want to head eastbound.
Yeah. Okay. Todd Jones, thanks so much for being with us. And during the break for the news, we're going to set down a time for you and Jim to come back in and talk about everything that's going on that way.
Awesome. Thanks, Carl.
No problem there. And hope to see you November 10th at the Marine Corps Ball. And that's since you no longer have your scheduling your startup weekend. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with Haven Humane.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Russian forces have performed secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The activity could shed light on Russia's unsubstantiated claims that Kiev's forces are preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. Rishi Sunak has become Britain's third Prime Minister of the Year. He's now tasked with taming an economic crisis that's left the country's finances in a precarious state. Former British Prime Minister Liz Truss says Britain's got a bright future.
Our country continues to battle through a storm. But I believe in Britain. I believe in the British people. And I know that brighter days lie ahead.
Truss served as Prime Minister for just 45 days during a tumultuous tenure. Children's hospitals are seeing a worrying surge in a common respiratory illness.
Dr. Juan Salazar of Connecticut Children's Hospital is calling it an emergency. Hospitals are bracing for a triple whammy of a particularly nasty strain of influenza, COVID-19, and a common respiratory virus known as RSV. In Texas, Children's Hospital in Houston is treating more than 40 patients with RSV. Medical University of South Carolina says the state is drowning in it. RSV has no vaccine and usually causes mild symptoms, but can lead to serious lung infections and a struggle to breathe, especially in babies and older adults. Experts say the virus is encountering a vulnerable population sheltered from common bugs during the pandemic lockdown. Jennifer King, Washington.
General Motors' third quarter net profit rose 36.6% as vehicle sales began to rebound from persistent parts supply chain troubles. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 175 points. The NASDAQ is up by 157. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our world is getting crazier. The stakes are always getting higher, and elections are right around the corner. Big days are ahead, but wouldn't it be nice to go back to the good old days?
With Legacy Box, you can. Legacy Box transports you back to the glory days, so you can rewatch and experience your family's past. Simpler times, when the only thing that went tick-tock was the clock.
Legacy Box professionally digitizes your aging home movies, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos, updating them to digital files that can't fade or be lost. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to save your family's captured memories.
Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million American families.
So digitize your memories with Legacy Box. Grab some popcorn and gather the family to revisit the good old days. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering a special election sale.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to get an incredible deal. Buy today to take advantage of this limited offer. Go to legacybox.com/LBOX. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Russia's defense chief recently alleged that Ukraine was preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device, a stark claim that was strongly rejected by U.S., British, and Ukrainian officials. Scott Roker with the Nuclear Threat Initiative says the threat of a dirty bomb is a way to scare people.
These are really not
great for battlefield use. They're more of a psychological weapon. When you're trying to scare people, intimidate people, you would use a weapon like this.
Russian authorities repeatedly have made allegations that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb in a false flag attack and blame it on Moscow. Italy's new premier, Giorgia Meloni, has laid out her government's policy plans and shot back at critics at home and abroad over her politics. During a speech, Meloni also criticized the European Union. More on these stories at townhall.com. Election Day in Israel is just around the corner. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israelis are 1 week away from their fifth national election in less than 4 years. Although the polls indicate another inconclusive round of voting, one possible outcome is the return to the prime minister's seat of Benjamin Netanyahu. Known as Bibi, Netanyahu held the office of prime minister longer than anyone else. Israelis vote for parties, not people. The would-be prime minister being the leader of the party that wins the greatest number of seats in the 120-seat parliament. In the past four elections, Netanyahu has not been able to secure a coalition, and polls don't hold out much hope he will this time either. But the outcome remains to be seen. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And today is the 25th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, what's the weather look like this week?
Yeah, so we're going to be in the high 60s, low 70s. Today's going to be 73. Tomorrow 68, Thursday 73. We do have a chance of showers this weekend. On Saturday, I'm never hopeful about that. But the evenings we're going to be in like the mid to low 40s, 45, 46, 47, 48. So if you're into that, I mean, you can sleep with your window open, but it might get a little chilly.
Yeah, but sleeping at 68 and 69.
Right? No, that's awesome.
That's the optimum.
Might be a little hard to get out of bed in the morning.
It might rain this weekend, but I got my hopes up last weekend and they dashed them. Mm-hmm. So the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. It's been in the business several decades. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, down in, Southern California, or right south of Sacramento. So it's the customer service that counts, and they just have great customer service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can get a hold of them at 365-3793. It's a better-known business. Well, if it's the last Tuesday, it must be Haven Humane.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Jim and Mandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, Mandy, you did a great job on Bark, Wine, and Brew Broadway.
Thank you.
It was a blast. It was.
I loved
was
watching all our guests have a great time.
Well, some of them had better times than others.
had nothing to do with the wall of wine.
Now, who won the table? Who was that? That was
O2 Motorsports.
O2 Motorsports.
That's what it is.
Right. Right.
Yeah, Steve and Stacy.
It was they did the Adams Family thing,
yeah.
And who's the owner of that, John?
Steve Lowry.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve came as Uncle Festus.
Fester.
Uh-huh. He even had a light bulb he could stick in his mouth that would light. I mean, these people went all out on that. Not only that, but bought a bunch of things too.
Did you
$800 cakes.
Did you see Cousin It?
Oh, yeah.
That was Stacey Lowry.
I know. That was his wife. You know. I never did see her face.
No.
The whole, you know, Cousin Ed is the one that's got hair all over him, right?
Yes.
And she had, I mean, she could see through it, but they had Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
And, or I think it's Lurch.
They did, yeah.
And anyway, they had them all there, so it was cool. what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we have some upcoming events. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
We have North State Giving Tuesday. It is a annual event, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So this year it is November 29th. And we have about 180 nonprofits in our area. We are, of course, one of them. And it's an online opportunity to give to the nonprofits in the North State. Early giving starts on November 15th, so if you're out of town, you're going to be busy with family on that Tuesday, you can start giving on November 15th at NorthStateGivingTuesday.com.
Cool. So, and that's a big day for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to Haven Humane for a minute. Haven Humane is a nonprofit.
Right.
Whose whole mission in life is to take care of all those animals in need.
Right.
And you've got a contract, I think, with the city of Redding and
Anderson.
So that you're down there, too, picking up animals that are without owners, that are strays. Then you bring them back to Haven Humane, and you do your very best to find them a home. And you're pretty much a non-kill shelter for dogs,
it, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're working on it with cats.
Yeah.
And we as citizens could help with that. If you have feral cats out there, is just to trap them and fix them. Then you bring them back to the same location, and they'll, you know, they maintain their territory, but they're just not going to have a bunch of kitties running around.
Yeah, and speaking of, we did get a new veterinarian several months ago, and we have just started doing those trap, neuter, release surgeries again. So currently we're doing three of those surgeries each day, Monday through Thursday. If you're interested in doing that, you bring your cat in a trap, has to be in a trap, by 7:15 for check-in, Monday through Thursday, up to two cats per person per day, first come, first served. We also have some vouchers available to help cover the cost of that, depending on where you live. And you can call 241-2550 to get information about those vouchers.
But you just show up with your cat in a cage. Mm-hmm. Just show up.
Just show up. Mm-hmm. There you go.
For the trap, neuter, release program.
Yes. That was a good clarification.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can you pick up your neighbor's cats?
What?
If you know that your neighbor's cat, you should probably talk to your neighbor first. But this specifically is for feral cats.
Feral cats. Okay, got it. I've lived places where on the ocean, and you have the rocks, you know, the levees they put there. And this one guy used to come down and feed these cats, and it had to have been 30 cats all living in these rocks. Mm-hmm. This guy would come down there, a guy or a woman. There's different people would come down there with, you know, bags of food to feed them. They just kept growing and growing. So at some point, you run out of levee.
Yeah, it's very important when you're doing something like that, if you have what we call a feral cat colony, that you're making sure everyone is getting spayed or neutered so that population doesn't continue to grow and grow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just exacerbating the problem.
Yeah.
I see people with their dogs that haven't been neutered. And I wonder about that. I mean, I wonder, was this a breeding animal, or they just don't want to? I don't understand that. I mean, but again, it's not my animal, so I mean, it's up to them.
Right. There's no mandates
mainly,
for breeding or anything.
Mainly, you know, male dogs, because you can tell. You know,
but, those are easier to tell.
Yeah, those are a lot easier to, yeah. Unless you've got some kind of mist you can spray on them, and they glow a certain color.
Right.
For females. That's a good startup idea. Liam, put that down as one of our startup ideas.
Alrighty.
A spray that if you spray it on an animal, you'll find out if it's fertile or not. So, you know, so, okay.
Well, so speaking of, sometimes people don't get their animal spayed or neutered because they don't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So part of our fundraising that we do is to help our community with low-cost veterinary services. And so right now we are taking appointments for the general public for spay and neuter. And the appointments will start in November, but we're booking appointments now. So you call 241-2550 if you want to get your animal spayed or neutered.
Let me, I'm going to jump in and make a slight correction. 241-1658 is the number to call to talk to our hospital and make that appointment. The 241.
We have duty guests.
Thank you.
I love it.
Well, 241-2550, you call them, you get a voucher to help make the surgery even cheaper than we're already charging. So,
yeah.
But 241-1658 to make those appointments. Okay. And yeah, they're booking up fast. So,
in case you're wondering where Mark's story is, and Mark's daughter is getting married.
Yeah.
So he's down there. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's Sam, been really fun.
Oh, yeah. I've watched her kind of like grow. Yeah. And so now she's married, getting married.
Whoa. Crazy.
God, that ages you. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, if something's not going the way it should be, give Patrick a call. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He worked for the insurance companies for a while and just didn't like it. And so now he's opened up his own business here, former law enforcement, former 101st guy. And he's going to fight for you. And he's going to be like a pit bull for you. So give Patrick Gorman a call, 530-282-2168. I'm sorry, 262-2168. If you're not getting the treatment, if you're not sure you're getting the right treatment, call him anyway. It's a free consultation, and he'll tell you, nope, everything's going the way it should be, or nope, you're going to need some help. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Hi, this is Erin Reznor, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear. Together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back, to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. Hundreds and hundreds of businesses in this. For more information and to join, give them a call at 530-225-4433. And I'm here with Mandy Hoblin and Jim Lewis of Haven Humane. Mark's letting his, you know, down there paying for his daughter to get married and down in Southern California someplace. So I'm sure they're having a great time. And we wish them nothing but the best. Now, when we left, we were kind of talking about, Haven Humane. Haven Humane, because of contracts, so you get some money from the city of Reading and Anderson.
And Shasta County.
In Shasta County. But the main, I'm imagine the main thrust is in donations and support from the community and other, you know, other people that exactly. want to see Haven Humane stay in business, stay moving forward. And, this, you know, so they do have fundraisers, and there's a reason for that. It's to continue the work they're doing, and it cost. I don't even want to think what it cost. You know, you've got full-time veterinarian, you've got part-time veterinarians, which we just have to have. You've got to have people in there that are full-time taking care of the animals, and all the you know, all the accounting, all the bureaucracy. I should say the administrative work that has to go on.
Right.
Because bureaucracy to me is a bad word.
Yeah.
It's not a bureaucracy. Yeah. It's a, even though it's not a bad word, but it is to me.
Right.
The administrative, you know, burden on doing something like this. So I can just imagine that the laws and ordinances that you all have to live up to.
Yeah,
so when we talk about, fundraisers, it's to keep Haven Humane's doors open.
That's right. Yeah.
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 So, you know, so we just talked about Giving Tuesday, and that's going to be
November 29th.
November 29th. And if you're just new here and you go, what's Giving Tuesday? On that day, you can give money to any number of nonprofits.
Right.
And they're just listed from all over.
Yeah. There's about 180 in the North State that are participating in the event. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I always, before I give money anywhere, like to know where it's going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and I know where the money goes to Haven Humane and a couple other organizations, and it stays right here.
It does.
It doesn't go anyplace else.
Right. It's a local organization helping local animals, doing the best we can. If you think of the money from contracts, which people like to say stuff like, you know, I pay your paycheck, that kind of stuff. But city and county contracts pay sort of for the mandated hold periods for the animals, so which is 72 hours to 4 days, depending on what's going on with them. Anything else after that, we don't get a dime from anyone for, except for donations.
Yeah.
So,
and you do
trying to become a no-kill shelter, it's hugely important that we have those donations so that we can keep those animals.
Keep those animals until
wait till
you
they're
can
adopted.
Find
exactly. Yeah, like
and if you, I mean, but you work with other organizations too, mm-hmm. right?
We do. Yeah.
In the sense of, hey, we've got this dog down here that we haven't been able to get adopted. You want to take a look at it? And it may be just perfect. You know, somebody's looking for that dog.
Right, yeah, we call them our rescue partners. They, yeah. Other nonprofits, other shelters that come through that may have a specific need in their area for a specific type of animal or for whatever reason with the ebb and flow of sheltering, they currently have space. Maybe next week they won't, and we will. So we all try to help each other out. Right now, it's really difficult because animal sheltering in general, every shelter is over full right now. So it's really difficult to find rescue partners who have the space and can help take. But every day we're working every way we can to get animals out.
Well, the COVID had an impact because a lot of people were locked up for a couple of years, you know, for some reason, and. So a lot of people got animals, and then maybe those animals had puppies.
Right.
Or maybe that they've, you know, they're back to work, and they say, oh, well, I don't need this dog.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame.
Yeah.
But the heart of our community and the way that our community keeps us going and growing and helping every homeless animal is amazing. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different ways that you can give. So we talked about North State Giving Tuesday, but we also have the ability to donate vehicles now. So you can donate a vehicle, running or not. It could be a car, a boat, a motorcycle, you name it. And you donate it through our partner, which is CARS. You call 855-500-7433, and they will take care of everything. They'll send a tow truck out. They'll give you a tax deductible receipt. They'll take care of everything for you.
Yeah, they have the pink slip on that car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but if you don't, they'll work with you to get the pink slip. So, yeah.
Well, you know, we got a short-term rental down the street. If they park on the street, I could see, you know, hey, how about towing that Ferrari away?
The really cool part is that the majority of those funds do come to Haven. So it's a really great program for us. Yeah.
Okay. So, and for more information, you just go to havenhumane.org, and it's got that whole program in there. So
yeah.
If you've got a couple of derelicts on your property or, you know, somebody that does, hey, I'll get rid of those for you, right? You got a pink slip on it, then they'll be gone in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does help.
Well, you see those out there parked sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So help clean up your neighborhood. All right. Now, you can – we've done this. We've sponsored a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Down there,
yeah,
at Haven Humane. Tell people about that.
Kennel space is limited, so we have kitty condos and kennels for the dogs where you can buy a plaque. It's a tribute plaque, and you can write whatever you'd like to write about your tribute. It could be to a person. It could be sponsored from a business. It could be in memory of a pet. And we have it made up by Bright's Engraving, and then we hang it in front of the kennel. And again, there's limited space. I think we have 16 dog kennels left and maybe one cat. So give us a call right away if you'd like to put a positive tribute plaque up that lasts forever.
We did that. It's $250 for a dog kennel and $150 for a cat kennel.
Right.
Like that. Now, you've got something else, too. It's called the Roundup app. What a great idea that is. I'm trying to figure it out how we can get our listeners to do the same thing for us. Tell us what that is.
Roundup app is, you know, you go to the grocery store and they say, hey, would you like to round up to the nearest dollar for whatever the charity is? And it's an easy decision. In the Roundup app, all you have to do is put the app on your phone or your computer, sign up, put your credit card in, your ATM card, whatever you use most often or whatever you'd like to round up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make a purchase, it'll round up in the online app to the nearest dollar. And that money then is donated to Haven Humane Society. And there are a number of nonprofits that are a part of that program as well. So super easy, and you can also put a limit on it. So let's just say I want to give $50 a month, and that's it. I can put a limit of $50.
Right, and then so if you get something that costs $16.74, the rest of the money goes into Haven Humane.
Yes.
That's 74.
Yes.
And above, I should say. Which doesn't really impact on you. I mean, you don't think about it, but, I mean, it could raise, you know, a lot of money for Hidden Humane. It's a good idea. I think we're going to do that for our business here.
Yeah.
Because we...
I'll send you the info.
We use those cards a lot.
Yeah. It's super easy. You don't even have to think about it. It's wonderful.
Well, that's what I like. Yeah. I don't have to think about it. Because you have these little things there that says donate to this, donate to that. And, I, you know, some of them are pet organizations, but they're not even humane. So right. I wonder, well, who are these pet organizations? Oh, it's got a little picture of a puppy. Mm-hmm. And but where does that money go to? Does it go back to some kind of national organization? Does it go to an organization that doesn't take care of the animals? Yeah, those kind of things. I've got a bunch of questions here coming in. I'm going to ask you on the break for things.
Sounds good.
Then we come back. So, and speaking of that break, we're right on there. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, by the way, the new GMC Denali electric truck just came out, right? I saw a commercial for it. 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. It can tow this, it can tow that, and it's got a 400-mile transit on it. It cost $107,000, and they sold it out in the first 30 or 40 minutes.
Wow.
First 30 or 40 minutes, maybe longer, $107,000 for that truck.
Must be nice.
Well, it says it can tow this, but then in the small letters, it doesn't tell you. I mean, if you're hauling two horses with this thing, how long can you tow the horses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I look at is what if you're towing something and what's that cut you down to? But you know, but if you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, you know, they could probably might be good ideas for certain groups of people. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Did you just turn me off?
No, it was the static electricity.
It was the static electricity, okay. Anyway. cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back.
I would like to reach out my hand. Tell you to run.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. Got to go down there this week. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. They work by appointments only, 530-244-9478. Sign up, go in, get your haircut, walk out, or like sometimes I do, I just hang around. It's my safe haven there sometimes. Man's last stronghold. Yeah, that's kind of cool, too. Okay, I'm with Haven Humane and with Jim Lewis and Mandy Hopland. Mark's down getting his daughter married off.
That's right.
That's good. And we've talked about a number of different things. Let me answer some of these questions that came in here. There is no limit on animal stay at Haven Humane as long as they're healthy and happy. Some animals
Correct.
Just don't do well, and
yeah.
they instead of making them suffer in a situation, if they've been injured badly and you can't save them, and the Misty Leaf Fund
the Misty Leaf Fund.
And that helps animals that have been injured.
Correct. Yeah, that's basically the medical needs of any stray cat or dog, for any kind of emergency situation that comes in, we know we have that fund available so we can treat animals right away.
You brought in a kitty last week called Cloud.
Yeah.
That had lost its eye.
Yep.
It came in, its eye been injured, and you did everything you could, but it did lose its eye.
Yeah.
It was a cute cat. And so there are animals out there. And you know what? The thing about animals, three-legged dogs, they don't know that they're handicapped.
Right, right.
They just know that they're being loved and they can run. They can still,
exactly.
They can still run around and get in trouble and all those other things. But it's the best thing about animals. They don't know that they're handicapped like that.
Yep.
So the Misty Lee Fund, you can actually donate to that one specifically.
You sure can, yeah. And that's a really great fund to donate to so that we can help all those animals that need the extra help when they get in.
Yeah. Hey, the Bissell Empty the Shelters from Bissell vacuum cleaners. The lady that owns Bissell is an animal lover.
Yeah, Kathy Bissell.
Yeah, and so she, every a couple times, I don't know how many times a year she does this, frankly.
Well, you know, it started out just once a year they do this event. It's the Bissell Pet Foundation, which is separate from the vacuum cleaner company, but part of the same. And now they seem like they've been doing it kind of quarterly. They recognize the kind of crisis that shelters have been in over the past couple of years, so they keep doing more and more and more. But, yeah, we had the Bissell Empty the Shelter event the first week of October. And we got 13 dogs and 46 cats adopted
great.
In that single week. So,
and
yeah.
What they do is she pays the adoption fee.
Correct. Yep.
Right. That's right. And just to toot our own horn here, when those animals come in on Fridays, if, you know, when you've got that $25 deal or things like that, we pay that. And we've paid, we've paid that adoption fee for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't make you show how much money you make or anything like that. We just write you a check.
Yeah. And we make millions on every animal.
We make nothing.
Sarcasm. Sorry.
Sarcasm. No, no, I understand that. That's why donations are so important because, you know, you're limited, of course, but, you know, everybody goes that extra step to do, make sure they're fed and happy and well and all this. You've got wish list.
Yeah, we have wish lists on Amazon.com and Chewy.com. You can see what we are currently in need of. It's all stuff that goes directly to help the animals. A lot of stuff for our kitten nursery, the formula and stuff like that to keep them healthy and happy is pretty expensive. So that's a great place to go and do that. And we also have, we're on both of those websites as charities that you can give back to. So a portion of each purchase you make there can go back to us. If you just search for us on either of those websites and you can find that information.
Great. Great. Now here's the big news here, my friends. Adoption fees.
Yes.
Around, Thanksgiving.
Well, starting right now, you know, we've talked about the shelter crisis. Everyone's full, including us. So to try to get some animals out as fast as we can, make sure we have room, we are going to waive all our adoption fees with the donation of non-perishable food.
A couple cans.
You bring in a bag. We're pretty easy going about it. Just make it look like you tried.
And don't go into your pantry and find stuff that expired 12, you know, a year ago. Okay. Just go down there to one of our stores and spend $5 on some canned non-perishable food. I guess it could be rice. It could be any of that. Right.
Yeah, I've heard that peanut butter and ramen are the favorites of the food banks.
Huge. Of course. Yeah. You can subsist on that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're waiving the donation.
Waiving the adoption fees
if you donate.
Yep, exactly. And if you can't make it down to the store to get the food, adoption fees are only $25 right now for all adult dogs and cats. Which is also a pretty huge discount from what it usually is.
Yep.
But yeah, if you bring in that food, we'll help feed some families this Thanksgiving and get some animals out of the shelter at the same time.
Give them back to the community.
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now that you've got a veterinarian back full time, what are the new vet hours?
Still eight to five. Everything is by appointment. The main thing that people want to know about is our vaccine clinic, which is every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's outside of our vet hospital, and there's usually a line, so make sure you come early and be ready to wait a little bit. But you're going to get really low-cost vaccines and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not free.
It's not free.
It's not free.
But it is low-cost. And, we try to see 35 pets. Last week we saw 38. It's almost every single Wednesday. Just check our Facebook page or our website in case there are any last
minute cancellations. Dogs on leashes, cats in cages.
Always, please, yes. For the safety of everybody.
Microchips are normally $35. On Wednesday, name?
Jim.
That Jim's talking about? Are only
candy.
Are only $23. So that's a great example of the discount on that Wednesday.
And just let me push microchips here for animals, not for people. And the reason for that is we had our dog. One day she decided to just trot on down the street, and I caught her at the end of the street. But if she'd been picked up, your animal control person who likes animals would just run the magic wand over her and read the chip and call me because nothing's changed on it. I mean, so that just really helps if you've got an animal that you care for that might accidentally get out.
Want them back with
us. Yeah, our animal regulation offers return animals in the field before they've even ever made it to the shelter on a daily basis because of microchips.
Think about 4th of July and everything, that you've got dogs that are in your backyard that fence is more than adequate, but for some reason they were still out and the fireworks hit over the fence. Because you all pick up a lot of animals during that time.
We do.
If you have that chip in them, they can just wand it and call you. So you don't have to go down and pick her up.
Yeah, I mean, if a neighbor finds the animal or anything like that, they can take it to their closest vet. The vet hospital can scan them, same thing, and they can bring them right back to you and keep us out of the equation.
There you go. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, great conversations here. Hey, listen, I called about some cats, some feral cats I have in the back of my place here, and they said just keep calling every morning to get if they have an opening. I said, okay, so for about a month I called and finally got the day the guy said, yeah, okay, I think we have an opening. And I said, okay, I have two kittens. He said, we don't take kittens. And I said, dude, I've been calling for a month trying to get rid of these kittens. They're two little black kittens, and I know black, you know, with
Halloween coming. It's not a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And they're two small kittens, but they keep coming up here, and I think I can catch one. Maybe I can catch both, but what are my options? I mean, just to get them fixed and put them back out there, or what?
Well, that's certainly one option. I'm sorry about whatever confusion happened when you called in and talked to someone up front. I will tell you this. We have a certain number of space each day, to prevent us from having to just euthanize cats to make room for more cats. We don't want to do that, which is why you call every morning. Maybe we had room for adult cats but not for kittens on that day, and they misunderstood what you were calling for. But in any case, it is really just calling every morning. I'm at the front desk every morning at about 2 minutes to eight, the phones start ringing, and it's a nonstop ring of people trying to get in. So, there is the option of the trap neuter release. They'll stick around and they won't make any more babies. That's one way to handle it. Other than that, giving us a call and
do you want to just take them in, Dave, or do you want to get them spayed and then?
No, I'd like to take them in. I mean, there's over 40 cats out here.
Okay, yeah. So he can bring them in, right? Or does he have to call and get permission?
You call each morning because we only have a certain number of space each day for cats. So, which is what he sounds like he's been doing. So you've been doing everything that you're supposed to do. I'm not sure what happened on our end, but I'll talk to our front desk and make sure that we can help everybody we can.
So I can still make the call and try to bring them in if I can catch them.
Yes, we do take kittens. I imagine that we probably just didn't have space that day for kittens. Someone thought you were bringing in a cat. It was a kitten. So.
All right, and then that number for spay, I didn't get that number for spay.
Oh, yeah, let me, I'll give that to you again.
The voucher number.
Yeah, it's 241. For the voucher, it's 241-2550.
550.
Yep. And to make an appointment to spay or neuter, it's 241-1658.
Okay, and that's for feral or any?
For the feral cats, you don't make an appointment. You just bring them in a trap before or at 7:15.
Okay, now these are kittens. Can I put them in a regular cat thing? If I catch them, they're not,
If they're not feral in a trap, then they wouldn't qualify for that program. So you could just put them into a regular carrier.
They're feral. They're feral. Okay.
Then yes, a trap.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, it's Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. You know, this is for active seniors. Great places to live, gourmet food, transportation if you want it. You're right down there, close to the Sundial Bridge. So many things going on down there. and a lot of happy people. If you want a personalized tour just to see what it's about and have lunch down there, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
My name is John Rieger, and I am voting to reelect Michael Tequisto to Redding City Council. It's not often that a public servant seeks to put the interest of the citizens of Redding ahead of themselves. As a retired law enforcement officer and veteran, I can tell you that Michael does just that. He has common sense solutions to the many problems that are facing our community. Please join my friends and family in supporting Michael Tequisto in his reelection for Redding City Council.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2022.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Amplify Radio here in the studios of KCNI 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, our favorite jewelry store, the only jewelry store we use. Great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. It's privately owned. They have, they're going to have a big sale, their anniversary sale in December. And what a great time to go down there and pick up some really great gifts for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Haven Humane, Jim Lewis, and Mandy Hoblin. Mark's down getting his daughter married off. It just means somebody, you know, now he's got more people that can come live with him. Mark says, no, it's like now that now we have a place that we can go.
Right.
Live. Okay. Finishing up here with a couple of things, so go for it.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to, we talked about microchipping and stuff like that earlier. So if you find a lost pet or if you've lost your pet, please check our albums on Facebook. You can search back through all of our lost pet posts. There are also other internet sites where we advise people to post pets they found. So call our office for help if you need any help locating a lost pet.
I find it interesting that you bring in this great dog. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's been, you know, training to it, and it's just a nice dog that you find is a stray.
Right.
And, you have to think to yourself, are there people out looking for that dog? You know, they've lost it, but it is posted. In so many places, and have you had people find their dogs through your Facebook pages?
We do a lot of returns through Facebook, and we do people who find a dog or a cat will post it to our Facebook page, and then we'll get them in contact with the people who lost the dog originally and get it back to them without it ever entering the shelter, just using Facebook as the interface there. So if you found an animal, you can hold on to it. Just let us know you have it, and we'll keep working behind the scenes to try to find that owner.
Really fits into your family and all that. I know it's tough, but, you know, somebody's missing that dog.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. What else we have before?
We'll talk a little bit about volunteering. Volunteers are a big part of our organization. The lifeblood, the heart of our organization. If you're interested in volunteering, just go to our website. There's a volunteer page there. And there's a link there for a lot more information. The whole first part is all online. You fill out your application. You do an orientation all online. And then you get to come in and meet the volunteer coordinator, Cassie, and she'll show you how to be a volunteer. And, you know, we're always looking for dog walkers and cat socializers. But also if you have some kind of skill that you think we might be able to use, whether that's landscaping or social media or website design, anything like that, we can find a way to let you help
Liam,
us.
Liam, you could go down there with your band and play music to the animals.
You could serenade the pups.
Yeah.
There you go. Serenade the pups set up down there. They need electricity for their big boomers. Maybe you could do a cappella or something.
We could.
You could do that. I've heard your music before.
Love
yeah,
it.
It's good. You guys could do that.
Love
okay.
It.
Now, Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's go
it's
back
coming up quick.
Yeah.
So it's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, November 29th this year. Early giving begins on the 15th for those who will be busy or out of town or traveling, whatever. It is on northstategives.org is where you go. I know I gave a website earlier, but let me just clarify again. northstategives.org. is where you go, and just search for Haven Humane Society, and it will pop up on our page and give you an opportunity to support us.
Yeah, and if you do early bird, I think they used to do this, if it was early bird or something at some point, it's matched by the organization. Is that correct?
It is not matched. However, there are 4 power hours during the event, which is 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the 29th. And during that period of time, there'll be 4 power hour sponsors who will match the donations. And we'll be releasing that information on our website. And then, of course, we'll share.
So you may want to do it during that time frame so that you'll get more money coming in some kind of organization.
Watch our website, because we'll be talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you got going?
Well, are you doing anything this Saturday? Anderson River Park is doing the food truck retreat. And we will be there with some fun animals along with lots of other businesses and organizations from Anderson and the surrounding area. That's Anderson River Park from 5 to 7, I believe. We'll be there with a couple of dogs handing out fun little treats to all the kiddos and maybe the adults if they're lucky.
Playing games.
Playing games, yeah.
It's almost Halloween.
It is, exactly.
So are they going to have like little costumes on?
Yeah, the dogs will have costumes. The humans will probably have costumes, and there'll be a big line of kids. Last year we did it, and it was a lot of fun. We did a little treat toss game and handed out prizes.
Get the dogs' names. You can go back and adopt.
Yeah, we'll have adoptable dogs there, but we're not focused on adoptions that night. We're just there to have fun and get the exposure. But, there will be some adoptable dogs there.
I think if I had a place, I'd have multiple dogs.
Yeah.
And not like 100, but I'd probably have 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I think if I had a place like that outside.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for being with us, Jim Lewis and Mandy Hoplin from Haven Humane.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow we have the DA scheduled, and I have not done my homework and sent out stuff. But that's who's scheduled for tomorrow, and a couple other guests rolling through here. So everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful this week. God bless America.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.